So to love Krishna, you don't require anything. Oh, he is to be a pretty attack. It is open for everyone. But we should not to sacrifice for Krishna. That is the time of love. Jat karoti, jat jadatmati, jat jukusi. If you are eating, if you simply decide that I shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, then Krishna will understand, oh, here is the devotee. I shall not see anything except Krishna's beauty. Krishna can understand. I shall not hear anything except Hare Krishna and topic Sankrishna. These things are there. It does not require that you become very wealthy, very beautiful, or very learned. You have to decide that I shall not do this without Krishna. I shall not do this without Krishna. I shall not mix with any man who is not Krishna. I shall not talk anything which does not speak about Krishna. So, I shall not go anywhere except Krishna's presence. I shall not engage my hands in anything except Krishna's presence. In this way, if you train your activities, then Krishna and Krishna is perfect. Simply by your determination. Krishna does not require anything from you. Simply, he wants to know whether you have decided to love Krishna. That's all. Oh, he took you up to the Hatha. Or he took your prutyata means it is not dependent on anything. You can yourself automatically by whatever asset you have got, thinking, feeling, walking, eating, sleeping, whatever you have got, by such things, by using those things in Krishna consciousness, you can purchase. This is the Krishna consciousness. You haven't got to acquire something extra for loving Krishna or practicing Krishna. Krishna becomes perfect. Therefore, Krishna cannot be perfect. His name is Adhika. He cannot be conquered. But his devotee can purchase and conquer. Just like we have seen the picture in our back of our head about Bhishma, that it was just joking that he knew that Arjuna cannot be king because he is very dear friend of Bhishma. So these people are requesting me to kill Arjuna. So, I shall show my capacity of fight. Naturally, Arjuna becomes a player. And Bhishma wanted to see that Krishna shall have to break his promise for his devotee. I know I shall not be able to kill Arjuna, but at least I shall see that Krishna has broken his promise. So, Krishna actually did not break his promise, he did not accept any weapons. But he simply told Bhishma that I have come to kill him with this wheel of the chariot. His Sudarshan Chakra is different. These are the basic proportions. Krishna can do anything for his devotees. understanding, he may be very serious, but devotee, he can do anything. That means devotee can practice by his devotion. The time is so long.